Learning the laws of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, the Mechaber tells the Zeish Nohagin, there are those who have the custom, Shlul Echol Basar V'Shlul Ishnos Yain B'Sham Zo, which is the most lenient opinion, that the restriction of not eating meat, drinking wine, is only on the week preceding Tisha B'Av. V'Yeshem Osipin Mirosh Chodesh Adatainis, V'Yeshem Osipin Miyud Zayin B'Tamas. So there's some people that say not to eat meat, drink wine for all 3 weeks, and there are those who have this middle opinion, just during the 9 days, that it's Mirosh Chodesh Adatainis. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the 9 days, starting from Rosh Chodesh, is a little strange, but nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Rosh Chodesh Bechlal, V'chein HaMinhag B'Medino Seinu, that maybe you would think that because it's Rosh Chodesh, that we would not have this restriction of not being allowed to eat meat or drinking wine, but nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, in fact, that that is the custom. And it's brought down in the Sefer Tami HaMenhagim, the Tam She Nohagim Shul Echol Basar Gam B'Rosh Chodesh. The question is, why would we begin this on Rosh Chodesh? Maybe we should start the day after. Rosh Chodesh is a time in which people perhaps will have meat and wine. Afagav, even though he says it's brought down elsewhere, the Sudas Rosh Chodesh mitzvah, to actually have a meal on Rosh Chodesh, a special meal specifically for Rosh Chodesh, is a mitzvah. And therefore, why would we say that we should not eat meat or drink wine on that day? So he says that there's something else that we should bear in mind that happened on Rosh Chodesh. Mishum Shemes Though Aaron HaKohen. On that day, Aaron HaKohen died, and therefore, it certainly is befitting to start refraining from eating meat, drinking wine on that day. And he says, even V'yesh Shemesanim, there's some people that even fast on that day, which again is something which is not typical when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, but nonetheless, that is the reason why some people are strict starting from Rosh Chodesh. It's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. He says as follows. He says, "Vatzinu l'kama minhagim." I find many people who have the custom shayim atirim baser v'yayin Rosh Chodesh. And he says, unlike that which we just learned in the Mishnah Berurah and Tam Minhagim, that there are those who allow you to eat meat and drink wine on Rosh Chodesh. So it really should be now called the 8 days, unless the 10th of Av actually is also a restriction, so really should always be called the 10 days. So maybe not really makes sense to be called the 9 days. But he says that there are those who allow meat and wine on Rosh Chodesh, and he cites the Chidah among other authorities. Amnam ein ze el elush nohagim midei chodesh v'chadsho l'arach su'udas rosh chodesh bas v'yayin. You can't just start waking up now and start saying, oh, now I'm very strict, and this month I'm going to have meat and wine on Rosh Chodesh. But if that's not something which you do, then of course that wouldn't be allowed. He says the only people that are lenient are those people who take every Rosh Chodesh seriously, to the extent that they always have this special meal with wine and meat every single Rosh Chodesh. Because Seudas Mitzvah, Kabbalah Hem Rabu Sehem. Not only that, but they also have a Kabbalah from their teachers, Linhog Kain Gam Rosh Chodesh Av, that they are lenient on Rosh Chodesh. But if you don't have that Kula, then of course we can't follow it. Abel Abeloza, without this, it says, In Lozuz Medivri HaShulchan Aruch, one cannot deviate and change from that which the Shulchan Aruch tells us, L'asir Bas V'yayin Rosh Chodesh, to say that you're not allowed to eat meat, drink wine on Rosh Chodesh, Shu Rosh L'Chodesh L'Pranios, Ubon Nistalk Aron HaKohen Olav HaShalom. He brings down the same reason we spoke about Aron HaKohen's passing. Now, he does explain, though, quoting the words of the Birkei Yosef, that there are those who are lenient when it comes to Shabbos leftovers. What is that? So he says, according to the Birkei Yosef, that when it comes to leftovers, so you can eat the meat even though it's a weekday. Vein limchos b'makilim. We should not be lenient. We should not protest anyone who is lenient. They're not doing something which is too bad. However, before we get too excited, lo shemati mi shemekel b'zeh, where we are nowadays, I've never heard anyone who's lenient like this. Mekel b'chlal paritz gadir. A person who follows this leniency is not something doing something which they should do. But before we completely ran on our parade, B'nai Yisachar tells us something interesting. He quotes, the reason why it may make sense to follow the Birkei Yosef and allow leftovers is, quote, De'im nemar shlo yehe rishay le'echel hashirayim achar Shabbos. Let's say, we say you're not allowed to have leftovers, you can't eat those leftovers, what's going to end up happening, and I know this happens all the time in people's homes, Diskalku hashirayim imana v'lo yikno l'shabbos rak b'doich v'simsum v'ayidizem nil onig Shabbos. So everyone knows, when it comes to all the other days, all the other Shabbos, so what happens? So you have leftovers, you eat it all week long. But that means that Shabbos before, you had a lot of great food. So he says that maybe it makes sense that we should allow you to eat the leftovers, because otherwise it's going to take away from that Shabbos, and you're not allowed to minimize the oneg of Shabbos. So therefore, he says that it makes sense that we should encourage people to make a lot of food and to have leftovers so as not to take away from the oneg of Shabbos. Mikol Malka Messiah, he ends off, lo halacha lo maisa, says this is not actually what we should do. Therefore, leftovers are not touched. And he also advises, nowadays, of course, we can store them away without having for it to be destroyed. Amnam zos kosim kama poskim shanoheg tomid b'chol motzi Shabbos l'kavid seudas m'lava malka b'bas v'yayin yochel l'hakel gam b'shuazu asoiso kamo shirugel tomid v'yishmach mir gam b'zeh. He says that the one potential leniency, maybe when it comes to a m'lava malka, even though maybe when it comes to leftovers, we don't allow you to eat those leftovers on a weekday during the 9 days. However, when it comes to a m'lava malka, meat and wine possibly could be permitted, again, similar to the Rosh Chodesh concept, only if someone who has the custom to have such a meal every single Malava Malka, every single Saturday night. So instead of having pizza, you always have meat, you always have wine, but if you usually don't do that, then that's not a leniency. And we'll conclude with the words of the Igros Moshe. Moshe Feinstein says on this, that Afal Eilu Hanohagim B'Bas V'Yayin B'Chol Motzi Shabbos, he says, L'chumra, that even someone who has the custom to eat meat and drink wine every single Motzi Shabbos, when it comes to this special Motzi Shabbos, which is during the 9 days, one is not allowed to eat meat. Of course, we are going to be able to eat meat this Rosh Chodesh, because it will happen to be on Shabbos.